Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cyborg. Waiting for the hostess. Yeah. Okay. It's a fresh. I'm sounding kind of horrible right now. Got a hoarse voice, so I gotta bear with me. This is a special edition of the Sidebar. Here's your host.
Hello.
Here you go.
Oh, okay. You know, I was looking. I'm like, okay, if they got to, I'm like, oh, let me hurry up and down because I forgot how BTR works. You know. Anyway. Thank you, Crusty. Y'all want to give me a minute?
It's been a while. You forgetting how it works. Wow. It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a while. Everything still looks different to me again. I'm like, do I have a chat room? Do I need to refresh my
chat room? Want a chat room? I can start it.
Yeah, can you start me a chat room, please?
This
is going to be the most ratchetest show I've ever done in, like, all of my entire career. I already know it's going to be ratchet ghetto as hell, so I'm not even worried about it. But it may start off ratchet as hell, but by the end of the night, I'm going to be drunk virtually, and I'm going to have a good damn ass time. That's the way I'm going to For those who don't know, this is the Sidebar edition on Vocalane. It's a special edition on Final Fantasy Radio. Shout out to Crushy, because without her, this episode would not be possible, because things didn't go as planned, and I had already talked so much shit about me being on today, but I made sure that I was on today by any means necessary. So, that being said,
that's a step up from the way it used to go.
What'd you say?
I said that's a step up from the way it used to go.
Right.
We couldn't get you on for nothing before.
No, because, you know, that's the craziest thing, because normally I'm like, you know what, fuck it, ain't scheduled, I ain't fucking doing it, you won't see me. I'll holler at you motherfuckers tomorrow. But no, I was determined today. I was like, nope, I'm going to do it. I said I was going to be here, so I'm here. So, Crush, I want to play a song real fucking quick. I want to put my headphones on, and we're going to run through these 2 hours like it's motherfucking cakewalk. That's my intent.
All right, we can do that.
Anything you choose, it don't even matter at this point. Just run for it.
Track slammers. Hey.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me high. It's a bitch inside, it's pushing you, it's too high. Take your clothes off, so it might be suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. It's a bitch inside, it's pushing you, it's super high. Take your clothes off, so you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, stay on the top and ride.
16 is gone. So it's on. Beat that pussy cat up with my dog phone. All song, described every song. Made by the king, I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat, cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like Karate Dan. I talk face, the flow out of here. Step up in the booth, I got the juice, no rider man. My bitch vibe, her friend led. Black freaking female, they be a fan. Baby going down when I'm in the bed. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my square. Yeah. It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me rock. It's a bitch inside, it's pushing you, be super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me
rock.
It's a bitch inside, it's pushing you, be super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that gets me right. You know it stays wet and it's super high. timer. She know you need this love potion. Won't look in your eye, I know you're mesmerized. C65, got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make your name dry. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No bubbling grind, give it to me in real time.
Fucking night, baby, come and give me some high. If the bitch inside is pushing you, get you a high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and give me right. If the bitch inside is pushing you, get you a high. Take your clothes off, slow, keep you coming inside. It's a rock got me hot, so you don't stop and ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What to do with your girl, Miss PG? This is the side. Bye. Hopefully, y'all can hear me. Hopefully, everything is good. My stuff is moving a little bit slow today. So, yeah. Everything good, Crusher? You hear me?
Yep.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. So that was Vodka Night by Miss PG featuring King B.I.Z. That is the song I perform when I go perform, and that's very, very rare, which I just did last week, Friday at the spot. Shout out to Sinister from New Breed and everybody else that was getting us on the South Side. You know, we love to have fun. We love to party. But, Crush, I need you to play one more. Not one of my picks, one of your picks. I just want to take care of a couple more technical issues, and we're going to be ready to run with it.
I got technical issues, too.
Oh, okay. I just want to, it wasn't just me,
We're going to work it out. All right.
We're going to get it ready, because we're going to have a crack in the spirit.
We're going to get it ready, y'all. This is quick, fast, in a hurry.
I ain't worried about it. Like I said, this is going to be the most ratchetest show I did from the beginning, but by the end, you're going to have a good time. You're going to tune back in tomorrow for my regular one. But shout out to the special edition on Phone Fantasy Radio.
With your legs up on my shoulders, I wrap my arms around your legs.
Only a DJ with balls of steel would dare play a song like this. Parental discretion.
I wrap my arms around your leg, baby. Girl, let me hear that say. You up my nipples, I up yours. You feel my grip, you feel my palm. You feel my choke, I am strong. No, tomorrow feel my grip. No, tomorrow feel it shit. Killers got the Nova Magnificent. Sweaty sex all over your head. Chest, hips, ass, fat. Now bring it back, I cannot lose myself in this pussy. I must grab something back up your neck. Feel my grip. This to the shoulders, motorcycle grip. Going back, baby girl, don't quit. Girl, juice is running down my left leg. Feel my grip.
This next song goes out to all the ladies wearing black underwear tonight.
Put your pussy lips on my face. Let your juices run down my neck. Grab me by your waist and I beg. Envelope, hold your breath. One time wax it off to the right. Then I bring it back to the left. Wrap my arms around your waist. Till I grip you, move you, my face. Now to mouth for hesitation. Killers, gas, and overhasting. Feel my grip, just amazing. I'm management wasted. Feel my grip, feel it. Keep it nasty, keep it sick, baby girl. Feel my grip, word is born. I got a seizure to feel my grip. Feel my grip, the intelligence of it all is how magnificent. Killers, gas, and overhasting. Conquered millions are now loving it. Feel my grip, no time for wasting. Vitamin E rejuvenation. Help breathing, my pores are open. Butt naked, keep on my joy. Corner off the bed, hang off on one leg. Excuse me, but can I put on dress? Also grabbing you by the breast. I wet some great dance on your neck. Let's keep it romantic. Let's create a session so hot it can vacate. Filling my grip, you now in the zone. Your body language has got me on hold. So simple to touch, so simple to hold. Filling my grip, we stick to this grip. Keep it legit, a powerful touch. The gift ready for round six. Or was it seven?
Okay, I guess that was the end of that one. That's what's up. Ooh, I have no idea, guys. I have no idea what that was. So,
Uncle Billy, Casanova was still on my grip. You know,
that was what?
Ricky song, so I had to play it.
Okay, no worries, no worries,
that's
no worries.
That's something you better play on your show.
Alrighty then. I'm just trying to get my screens back in order. I finally got my line in order. I switched, you know, phones and everything, so I got that in order. So, Crushy, how do I even find the chat room now? This shit is benoodles to me.
You just go to the page.
It's just wait, I forgot I got knocked out.
It pops
so
up
I
at the bottom.
I have to sign back in. Okay. Not a problem. So I hit up my co-host, like, urgently, like, when the, like, last 2 minutes me finna go on. That's what took me so long getting on. So I don't know if he got the message or not, so we probably won't see my co-host till, like, who knows what time. But.
Well, we do have a 773.
Then that's my co-host. That's my co-host. Let him on.
The show begins.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. My bad. Lay your man is.
Nights like this, I wish. Raindrops will fall.
Shout out to it's Leo Minutes, baby. Hey, Leo, what's good?
Hey, thanks, everybody.
That's good, that's good. See, let me explain to you what had happened. Like, we had, like,
yes,
technical
please.
Issues
yeah.
with our account. We had some technical issues with our account that was out of you and I control, right? So I had talked so much shit about us being on tonight that I had like an hour, not even an hour. It was supposed to be 2 hours I had to get us ready. But I ended up having to get us ready in like 30 minutes. So that's why you got the last minute text like 2 minutes before I hit air. Because I had like technical issues up the wahoo. So, yeah, that's why you had just got the text or whatever. So shout out to La Crush Hearts for those who don't know who the Super Fluff Flirt is. We are on Final Fantasy Radio for tonight, so shout out to her, because without her, Sidebar wouldn't be on today at all. And
that's
I just
because you still
wasn't
off of Windows 95.
No, I'm not. I don't have Windows 95. I got Windows 7. So that's what our issue was today. So now we're here. We got our 2 hours to go run through, and before we get any further, and I'm going to explain my technical difficulties, what the fuck happened at Show Crib last night?
Huh?
Yeah, You, I asked you what we were going to discuss this on Vodka Lane.
And I said no.
Oh, I didn't get that tweet, my bad. Deuce, I ain't talking about that.
Nah, I'm just going to let that one go.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that one. I think you're going to have to call me personally after the show to tell me what the fuck happened, because I was lost and confused, and I don't like to be lost and confused.
Actually, it was more funny than anything. So.
It was funny.
It
that's what's up.
It wasn't
like,
a serious. It's just about niggas about to go to jail, you know, shit like that, but it was funny than everything.
Okay. So, Leo, now that we're back on air, how do you feel, even though it's like a rushed, like, oh my God, what are we finna do type shit? But we're here.
And I was ready. I was like, man, let's get them on.
Right.
Okay.
I was like, I was laying down all day. Oh, you want to start? You should have said something. We don't have no intentions.
Nah.
We could have did it. Nah, I mean, because like if it wasn't for Crush, you would have been playing BTR jump like we used to at night. Like, after one show go over, we'll go on to the next. We almost have to do that shit for 2 hours. So I'm like, okay, I can start on here. I can go to the sidebar. Then we go to Milwaukee Music. Then we'll do a little at the show stop. I mean, I had it ready. I had what shows we was going to go to. So I'm like, well, that's just a lot of work to keep jumping and jumping chat room to chat room. But that's what used to make us fun, because that's what we used to do. But tomorrow everything is supposed to go back to normal. We'll be on the Four Aces Network. We'll be on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time. We shouldn't have any issues tomorrow. If so, I'm going to bust somebody in their motherfucking head, because I talk too much shit not to do what I'm supposed to be doing. So.
Yes,
and
you
then,
do.
Like, somebody owed me an outro song. I ain't got it. I was supposed to have an intro song. I ain't got it. And I'm like, you know what? With all these obstacles, normally I'd be like, fuck it. I'm not coming. But here I am. I came, and I'm ready. Let's get it.
So who's that person that owed you the outro? That person off too.
The person that was supposed to do the outro is this rapper from Chicago, Illinois, named Leo Menace. He's like the Golden Shower Hour guy. And he didn't come through. I guess he couldn't go pee pee.
Oh really?
Yeah, him can go pee pee. Him one of them bit boy. He couldn't do it. Mm-mm, nope. So yeah, that's what happened to that. I thought he was a real rapper and shit, but I guess I was wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, from what I heard, he was about to retire. So.
We already discussed that. That is not going to happen. So yeah, get over that one.
Well, I talked to his manager. He said that's
about to be it. Who's talked to his manager? You ain't talked to his manager. Whatever.
I have talked to his manager.
And what did his manager have to say?
His manager is looking for new artists, new clients, you know, because he's about to retire. You know, that's the word on the street.
That's the word on the street? That ain't
hot.
That's
the word on the street.
That's so not what a doo-doo-boo.
Yeah.
So it's like now that I'm here and I'm like ready to go, and I'm like, you know what? Let's get it popping. I had a lot of questions that I wanted to ask when we was off air. It was like I've heard a lot of weird things during this whole hiatus we were on, and it's like it's so many questions. I don't know which ones to ask. It was just a lot of weird shit that I've heard. And it's like, when I get on air, I'm so going to talk about this. This is something I'm going to have to discuss. So we're going to jump into one of our topics that we're going to go through tonight. And you know what? So I had took, like, notes and stuff. Like, when I get on air, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this. And the one that stick out to me right now is vagina tattoos. Is that a turn on or a turn off?
Oh, see. Shit doesn't matter. If it's... don't really matter. It's a vagina. So,
even if it's like Homer Simpson all over her twat?
Doesn't matter.
No matter what it is. It could be like I seen some, and it was like a fish on her twat.
Doesn't matter.
Ew, you nasty, Leo. I hear I have a caller 215. What's good?
Yeah, what's going on? It's TG.
Hey.
What's that? Hey, yo,
you
got...
hey.
You know what it is.
Billy in the house. Billy
no
in the
doubt,
house.
No doubt. Like
my jelly bean.
No,
that is my jelly
wow.
bean. Sun 752. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh,
man, it feels so good to be back, and you're here. Oh, meet my co-host, Leo Menace. I don't know if you remember him. That's the guy that's always talking about peeing on horse.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Oh, LaCrush Hearts is here. Without LaCrush Hearts, this episode would not be possible. Shouts out to her. Oh, my God. The super fluffy first. You got to give her love. But stay out of her group. That group is real, real nasty. Oh, my God. Like, ew, nasty. They have a ball.
Don't be calling us like that. We love our
y'all that. Y'all make me feel like a church girl. And that's totally not hot. Like, I would add you, but you don't know how to behave, so I can't bring you around company.
What happened?
So, nothing.
Where?
So, nothing. Nowhere, nothing. I ain't say nothing. So, Sun 752, welcome to my special edition of the Sidebar on Vodka Lane, brought to you by Phone Fantasy Radio. I was supposed to be up on my 4S's network, but due to technical problems that I cannot control, I won't be on there till tomorrow. So, the Sidebar is officially back Monday and Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So, make sure you
then
tune in and check out.
Still working off Windows 95.
I'm not working off Windows. I have Windows 7. It said right here on my little sticker thingy. It says Windows 7. So, son.
Yeah.
Vagina tattoos. Turn on or turn off.
Nah, man, I ain't fucking with that shit. You know, I don't really like none of that stupid shit that females do to their body. Man, I ain't really with all that. But I mean, I need things that turn niggas on for real, for real. I need fat asses and I need big titties. Tattoos don't do shit for me. I mean, piercings, they don't do shit for me. You know what I mean? Even the tongue ring. You know, years ago, every chick went around with the tongue ring. But I never got my dick never got sucked better because of no tongue ring. So fuck it, get rid of that bullshit. You know what I mean? So anything
that didn't help the process
extra, look, anything extra that's only mentally extra, I'm not fucking with it. I need the shit that really works. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the candy paint. I don't need the candy paint. I need an engine in that motherfucker. I need engine and tires. That's what I need.
He said, fuck candy paint. The thing I know, engines, no tires, I ain't nothing I can roll with.
That's what I'm saying. I need the candy paint ain't shit. You know what I mean? You can't polish a turd. That's my work. So, nah, vagina tattoos. I'm like, look, first of all, I don't want no chick that's on some exhibitionist type shit. I mean, every dude like a little jump off, you know what I mean? You get a little freak.
Right,
you got a little freak chick, you know what I mean?
Real nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, that ain't the chick that you can trust. See, I need a hoe that's just for me. You know what I mean? I need my own personal hoe. Like this is a stank, no good hoe, but only for me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because this is what had happened. We were strolling on Facebook one day, and we seen vagina tattoos. And I'm like, vagina tattoos? I'm on air. How may I help you, Nunu?
On air?
Nunu trying to invade the sidebar. She ain't old enough to get in this club. You is not even old enough to get into the sidebar. Get up out of here. Why are you hating? This is what I have to deal with, people. This is what happens when you go on a whole hour.
Y'all got a chat room?
Yeah, it's a chat room. Yeah, it's a chat room going on.
Who? What's the name of the chat room?
It should be on the little link. Oh, I gave you the number. That's right. Duh. It's Phone Fantasy Radio.
It is?
Yeah,
blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts.
Oh, my bad, yes. blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. I'm sorry. So you see LaCrushHearts in the look. I have my script for like the other account. I'm not even prepared. I'm like mentally just physically going through this. Just like a 10-minute show.
Blog Talk coming up with new numbers and shit. I'm like, what's this 805 shit? What's going on?
This is a special edition of the sidebar on Vodka Lane. Because, you know, sidebar is now brought to you by Vodka Lane. It's function on Vodka Lane. We'll get into some drinks a little bit later. I've been making a lot of drinks lately. Man, it's like when we had the New Year's party, I played bartender. I had motherfuckers so fucked up that they slept in their car for 3 hours if they was missing for two, end up sleeping on my toilet for another 2 hours, and then go home until the next motherfucking day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Vagina tattoos, turn on and turn off. Call right now, 805-830-8320. Call in and give me your answers. Yay! I feel like I'm being prompted and shit. I got a teleprompter. I feel like real special right now. Y'all just don't know. I feel like real special right now. So it's like we was on Facebook and we were scrolling and we seen this girl with a Homer Simpson tattooed on her vagina. His whole head was on her vagina. And I'm like, what the
why?
Fuck? I don't know why.
Like,
but even if
so
even
let
her
me,
ass.
Let me try to clock the whole thing. Let me try to clock this whole thing. You know what I mean? Let's think about the whole process with this shit, right? So first of all, you gotta shave your shit real good, right? So you gotta come
right,
smooth.
Right.
Then you gotta trust a nigga with a needle, you know what I mean, with an ink needle, you know, to start patting you up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? You gonna have to make sure that you was extra fresh that day because you don't want to be feeling stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right. You don't want to die on you.
Right. So, you know, I figured you. It, like, getting a tattoo take a while. You're going to sweat. You know what I mean? So you're going to have the
the usual pussy type of aroma, you know, somewhere during
right,
that
right.
time. So I mean, so this is so you want a stranger, you know, witnessing this? You know what I'm saying? I like. I've been trying to figure out the whole thing. All right, because I used to fuck with this chick, and she had a she had a clip here. And I was thinking like, but what part of the game is that? Like what nigga you let do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, and what's it gonna do? For at the end of the day, what do it do? Like, after the visual, how does this work for us? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have no idea because it was full colored. It was Homer front to back. If you bent their ass over, you still seen Homer because it was all, it was his whole fucking head in her twat.
Look, man, and you know what? And speaking, you know, look, you know, not to get you off the topic, but I'm putting together a movement for chicks to start growing hair back on their pussy again, because it's kind of ridiculous how now, you know, no bitches, you don't find hair on no bitches pussy no more, like, huh? you rewind the tape 15 years ago. Ain't nobody had no shaved pussy, and it was
right.
Still the same amount of nuts was getting bust. How does this shaved pussy shit work? Like, what's really good with that? I ain't had no problem with the hairy pussy. You know what I mean? It didn't have to be like a bare hairy pussy. You know what I mean? But I you know, personally, for me, I don't like feel like I'm fucking a little girl when, you know what I mean? When I take your panties off, I'm like, what the fuck you mean? I know you said your underarms, but what part of the game is this? I thought I was with a woman and shit. You know what I mean? He got to play a virgin for me.
That's
the more hairy.
You ain't got to play no verse for him, bitch. Keep your hair. Funky monkey ass.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Put a little bit more hair on that shit. Like, all that ball pussy. That's too much preparation for fucking. If you fuck every day, you ain't telling me you got to shave your pussy every day. You think I'm going to be offended? Come on, man. Stop that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got all on the pussy and shit.
Right. Right. Right, because you know that's got to happen. And, you know, it's a double standard, too. Now, unless you start shaving all the hair off your dick and all of that shit. You know what I mean? You know that shit ain't going to look right. Like, nigga, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
They're going to have bumps all on your dick and nuts and shit.
Yeah, right? Trying to look like Byron Rollins.
And then you gotta explain it like, nah, baby, that's not STD. No, I just took a razor and, you know.
Right.
Hair, baby. Oh,
razor bump.
That nigga lied.
I don't want your bumped up ass penis bumping on my pretty pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
That's so what I'm saying. So I'm telling you, this hairless movement, we need to cut that out. It's not working. It's not doing nothing good for the community. You know what I mean?
He said it's not what it do, boo boo.
Not.
But the craziest thing about it is, like, even back to the vagina tattoo, the Homer Simpson, like, when her lips were, that was Homer's mouth. You'd have been, like, fucking Homer in his mouth. Or you'd be kissing Homer in his mouth, whichever part you chose to use down there, that's what it was. Her lips was Homer's mouth.
I think I would be turned off by that. I'm absolutely sure I would.
I'm still fucking. I don't know about
this. I mean,
Leo, that's
because I'm turned off. I might still. I mean, once I make the decision to fuck, it's no going back. But I'm still be turned off. So I can't account for my actions, afterwards. normally I wouldn't just finish doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Put my drawers on and bounce, but. I might be compelled to do that in this situation.
He said, you know what? This whole tattoo thing just threw me off, so I'm going to bust mine. Then I'm busting out the damn fuck dumb shit.
Like, I think I can go with you not contacting me no more. You know what I mean? It feels the kind of way. said, normally I would be worried about my reputation in these matters, but this time.
So far, Sun 75, so you have made the quote of the night. Ball pussy, you don't have to play virgin. Only on the sidebar.
What's that? Enough is enough of this night.
That's classic. We could be talking about that for a while. Fuck you with your ball pussy. You ain't gonna play virgin for me, bitch.
Hey, think about that shit. Yeah, it's too many trends going on here that ain't really good shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who they doing it for. Like, if you shave your pussy, all I know is if you shave your pussy, you're not doing that for me. I'm not impressed by that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Which is funny because while I was on my hiatus, I was told by this grown man that if a bitch save her pussy, it don't stink like the regular people pussy stink. You know, they said, oh, okay. Go ahead, Crushy. So he was like, if it's shaved, it smells different from when it has hair. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Funky pussy is funky pussy. Shaved and not shit. If it's stink, it's going to stink. I have a caller, 414. What's good?
What up?
What up? Who's this?
You won't believe it.
This is what?
I said you won't believe who this is.
I sure won't. Who is this?
Mr. Half Squad.
Oh my God. Rocco
yeah.
In the fucking building. Oh
yeah, I'm in
up.
The yeah. I had a lot of little stuff going on. I just happened to see the number. I said, I want to mess with PG. And I just pop in. It's all about ball pussy and all comics soon.
I got right
wow.
On the porno.
This is not porn. This is adult radio.
Somewhere it was porn.
It's not porn. It's adult radio. It's the special edition of the sidebar. It's a special edition on the sidebar on Phone Fantasy Radio, hosted by your girl, Miss Peachy, my co-host, Leo Manis, my special guest, Sun 752. LaCrush is in the building. She's going ow in her head because her voice is like, you know, she's getting her voice back, thank God. Cause I called her the other day and she didn't have no voice. I'm like, ooh, no, boo-boo. But, yeah, shout out to Rocco. Hey, Rocco, how you doing? I guess I got to be nice to you today. Hello.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you. What up, Pete?
Happy New Year.
Petey is not here.
PD is downstairs. I'm hiding from PD. PD is not on live with me right now.
So that means
I'm with PD right here.
No,
can I
you're
say
not
marijuana?
PD. Don't do it later. Can you
say marijuana? I say marijuana online.
You just did.
Oh, well, wherever marijuana is, that's where PD at.
That's probably what PD's doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking weed head.
Fucking weed it. So Rocco, I'm going to pretend you're not a virgin today, and I'm gonna ask you: a chick with a tattoo on her vagina, is that a turn on or a turn off? Not that I really want to know the answer from you, but you're here, so.
It's a turn on. If it's if it's something sexy, you know what I mean, it got to be like.
What if it's Homer Simpson's head?
No.
Am I the only one that heard that long pause? Like, donuts looking ass.
Right. I had to think about it for a minute,
Talking to the guy that has Patrick on his neck, but we ain't gonna go there. I'm gonna play nice today.
Y'all like that? I got Star Bob on my back now.
I bet you
do. No, I'm lying.
Yeah, whatever. Rocco, is you even old enough to be at the sidebar?
Yeah, of course.
We need to come up with some type of voice.
Yeah,
you
had to think about that one, too.
Right, I'm like, what the fuck?
Y'all funny.
But what's been going on Hampton? What's going on with Ham Squad? What's going on with you, Rocco? You got a new song yet?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now with some other fellas, you know. I'm in there. I'm doing my thing. I'm messing with Bullyville, Mafia. I'm messing with Glaze Entertainment. You know what I mean? I'm networking.
Go ahead.
I'm getting, but I got a new song coming. It's called "I Do It," and it's supposed to be featuring one of your artists. But I ain't gonna tell you who. Now what?
It can't be nobody with that track
in
there,
because
ain't nobody else gonna be on
the
track with you. They smart.
No, it ain't Mr. Trap-A-Lot. Nope.
It ain't gonna happen.
I'm gonna wait till I do the song. Now what?
I ain't worried about it. It ain't gonna happen. Ain't none of my artists gonna get no track with you. Ew. We want fans. We ain't trying to lose them, motherfucker.
That's why I can't tell you.
Who's
that? This who I'm on the phone right now. This, geez, she's Soba Noodles and all that. She's just Soba Noodles.
Who you telling about me? Don't be trying to have me get jumped by no girls. I ain't on none of that.
Oh, my little sister, she all being nosy. My girlfriend just lost our child on Saturday, 2:00 in the morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. I've seen a stat about that, but I know how to take that because I know you had some girlfriend. I still think you're a virgin, but hey, that's just what I think. But hey, I'm sorry if you lost your baby. That's truly, truly sad. I know how that is. But yeah.
Yeah. I ain't a bird. I be humping a little bit, you know what I mean?
You don't know how to hump. Hey, Pep. Even though you ain't old enough to be at the sidebar, do you think Rocco be fucking? Even Princess Peppy said no.
Who said that?
Peppy said, hell no, you ain't fucking, nigga.
When I hump, I hear
it. But she said if you did actually hump, she's sorry you lost the baby, but she don't believe it either.
Well, it's the truth, you know. Look on my Facebook.
Nobody believes it.
I'm on the radio right now. Don't be asking me no questions, mama. Straight up.
Y'all see what I got to deal with when I talk to Milwaukee niggas? Do y'all see?
Radio, my sister, and all that. Dang, she don't believe my
That sums up Milwaukee right there.
Only in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Whole
little team. Go Packers.
What you say, Mama?
Take
me
down
here.
I ain't got to phone to show you better move. I throw your phone across the street from damn way.
Y'all get that? Only in Milwaukee.
Even your mama don't like you, damn, Rocco. I'm gonna be nice for the rest of the conversation.
Only in Milwaukee.
See, I don't like it when the parents don't like you, because then it means I got to like you, because that makes me feel bad.
I don't have to like you.
Y'all just don't know.
Only in Milwaukee.
You giving us bad representation, because I'm on the phone with Chicago, Illinois, and
hello, black people.
In Philly.
Any white people online? Any white people online?
No, not at this moment.
Never mind. Oh my God, did he say that? Oh my God.
What the fuck is going on?
We're not going
to
listen
to
that thing.
See, this is why I need to go to Philly.
Yeah.
Spend some time with my jelly bean.
Well, we just won the murder capital of our large city again.
I heard they got a
I ain't worried about it. I'm from Milwaukee.
Look, we'll win no championship, but when it comes to murdering, we win every year.
Do you know, like, somebody died every day after the new year? Like, every day was like a different murder. Like, every day, like clockwork. It was like real crazy.
I'm pretty sure
Chicago, you know, with all them, what is those, 7-3s, or what are those, 2-7s, or whatever the fuck they always on TV on Chicago, them motherfuckers is crazy.
Yeah,
Every episode had a certain gang member. Gang, it's this gang. I keep forgetting what it is, but it's some numbers. And they everywhere in Chicago. Everybody's supposedly scared of these people. It's crazy. I'm like, up, look at Leo.
I've only seen two sixes ever in my life.
The first 48 from Chicago, and that other Chicago show they had with the missing people where they had to find this old lady. That shit was crazy. The old lady ran away from home. It was crazy. It took them like 5 days to find her ass type shit.
Two sixes is mostly in the Puerto Rican neighborhoods.
Ain't you Puerto Rican, Leo?
No. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're supposed to be light-skinned there with freckles. Yeah, that's right. Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Look like a goddamn Hispanic to me, goddamn it. I really thought he was... No, for real, y'all. When I first seen Leo pictures, I did think he was Hispanic until he started talking to me. I'm like, hold up. Something ain't right. That's what it is. So,
I was watching this one show,
and it was these gang members, right? They called themselves going to drive through somebody else's blocks. And their car overheated, so they got stuck in the middle of their block.
You gonna take me?
Because their van overheated. And my whole thing is like, if you can ride through a rival gang hood, wouldn't you make sure your car worked before you did it?
She would have. She can't even get up. Oh, Rocco. Wait. Come on.
Rocco, I'm going to put you out of here if you can conduct yourself in a proper manner.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I thought you were talking about the gang in the van.
Yeah, the gang, I mean, they just going to talk to me. We finna go ride through this hood, and the motherfuckers started overheating. They was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They was in a van. They van started overheating and shit. Everybody,
yeah.
The one dude was driving was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he sure was. I'm like, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you going to do all that, why would you do that in a van that overheats? Why?
Right.
What was the purpose? So y'all up here panicking and shit. Yeah, I have to admit, I was
like, Serenios, one of them, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't remember what their names were, but I just remember it was funny.
Right.
So, yeah. So, that's been pretty much what's been going on. I've been hearing weird stuff about how chicks that shave, they twat, don't smell as bad as the girls who don't shave, they twat, or some weird shit like that. And it's like...
Cookies are supposed to have a little funk to it.
Son, you just gonna let him say that, son?
What'd y'all say?
You just gonna let him say that? You ain't gonna counteract that at all. What did he say?
My fault.
I know Rocco threw me off too. Though. I ain't worried. I understand.
What do I do now?
Nothing right now. You're doing real good. Keep it good. Keep it going. Keep it going. Be real, real good.
I was saying, what I do now.
I was just told that all pussy supposed to have some funk to it.
That's true.
It's supposed
That's
to
true.
Stink already.
It's not necessarily what you would call a stink. It's just
like
it smells like pheromones. You know what I'm saying? It smells like pussy. I mean, it's definitely not something I'm going to run from. I'm definitely running towards the smell, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it ain't like, it ain't something you would make
OMG!
Out of a perfume.
I like the pussy with no scent.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. I have a guest in my chat room. Hey, Angela.
Killer,
killer.
Oh.
Everybody's walking in on fucked up moments. He walked in on pussy musk. Rocco walked on bald pussies. That it's just been real, real weird. I admit, it's been crazy. But I haven't seen Ace in my chat room in over 2 years. Oh,
right.
I'm just freaking shocked.
Cause you talking about pussy niggas coming out the cut like pussy? What? Pussy.
You stupid.
The real nigga, he been gone for 2 years. He just come out the cut.
No, you stupid. Rocco, you retarded. Ugh. So, killer. We're talking pussy no matter what it look like or what it smell like. It's pussy. That's what the chat room say. But it's just funny because they was like, well, if she shave her pussy ain't going to stink. But if the girl that don't shave her pussy going to stink. Y'all is retarded. Dirty pussy is dirty
pussy. Pussy ain't going to stink, but if she don't wash her pussy, I don't care whether it's bald or hairy. It's just so gross.
If the bitch don't wash her pussy going to stink regardless.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, just don't be douching that shit. Don't be douching. That'd be dry and shit. You know, don't think of any money. I need all the good juice.
Don't be using too much of the vinegar.
Yeah, don't wipe away none of the good juice. Don't wipe away none of the good juice. Right. You know, I mean, switch it up a little bit. How do we know? Like some of them kids that be coming, you know, some kids come and
right.
They're pushing in the bed. How do we know that really ain't kids? How do we know?
If a girl pee on herself, I mean, for one, you're going to smell piss, so you're going to know it's piss. But ain't nobody going to be just laying in there and piss. That's just nasty.
Can we prove that? How can that be proven?
I don't know how it could be proven. I just know when fucking I ain't never pissed on myself. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I've been pissed on a few times, and I want to know is when I see a piss on or when I be a came on. I need the truth.
No comment on that.
How can the person that pee on people have no comment? He said females be peeing on themselves. The chat room say, oh, shit, son.
Look, man,
I've
been pissed on before. And that's all I know. But they said it was nuts. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, how the fuck are nut ain't
pissed? Hey, sometimes you got to take one for the team.
I agree with you, son. I don't believe in that squirting stuff. I really do think that they be peeing on themselves and then they talk about
it. I don't think squirt. I think, yeah, I don't know. This shit is crazy.
Right.
Y'all,
I don't really give a fuck.
I don't know what I got myself into.
Because, you know what I mean? Because, you know, LaCrush is saying that she don't believe in that squirting shit. She said,
if Crushy don't agree with squirting, then I'm going to have to agree with LaCrush.
I don't believe in that squirting shit.
She said she don't believe in that squirting shit. We need a squirter to call in. I never forget this one chick I was fucking with. This is back in my prime of fucking. I was like 24. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
This chick I was fucking with, I was like, every time we fuck, I mean, like, she was taking squirting to the next level. I'm like, this can't be
pussy come. It was coming too fast and too often.
He said it was coming too fast.
Okay,
I hear we have another caller, you guys. 615.
Hello.
Hello.
In here. In here.
Is that my big bear?
Hello.
Hello, big.
What's up?
Hey, big ass feet. Oh, my God. Oh, my friends. I missed you guys all so much.
What you been up to?
Nothing much. Chilling, being a very, very good girl.
You lying.
We got a caller.
I hear we got a squirter on deck, so we finna go on and talk to our squirter.
Hi.
Ooh. Hello, Miss Squirter. How are you?
I'm fine, and y'all?
We're great. You called in perfect time, and we need to know, is squirting squirting, or is it actually a stream of piss?
I squirt, so I don't consider that being no pee, so I don't know about nobody else, but I do it, and it's not pee to me, so.
Okay.
Well, you know,
you think right, it's not
now,
piss to
now,
you?
That what you just said?
She said she don't feel that it's piss. She feels that it's...
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead, son.
All right, when you squirt is when you come, right? So do you feel like at that time, do you feel like at that time you are letting everything go? Or
is it
short?
That's what you're letting everything go. No, everything just happens.
You know what, that tells me that it might be some piss mixed in with some cum. It's like cum. And you but the reason I asked that is because, all right, this one chick I used to fuck with back in the day. You know what I mean? Now one time she came, and she came so much she shit in my bed.
Okay.
No.
No. Hold up. Now that's just going too far.
I'm trying to tell you, yeah. You know what I mean? Now I ain't gonna front. Like,
what kind of penis do you have, son? I'm gonna need a pic. Fuck that. Son,
like,
what kind of penis do you have?
Like one time she shit when she came, and another time she just broke out and started crying. I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, you know,
Wait a minute. I have to ask. Did she come and shit first, or did she come and pee first? I mean, cry. Which one came first?
Cried, everything.
Wait a minute.
Like, everything.
The time that she shitted, was that the time before or after she cried?
One time she cried. She cried before she shitted.
Okay. Because I'm like, if she came and she shitted and you fucked her again, something wrong with you.
But come to find out, I ain't the only nigga who got shitted on in his life either.
Shit is so crazy.
That shit. About shitting those niggas, huh?
Right. I was told to tell you somebody's number is 3474 BBW. But son, I'm sorry. I don't need a pic of that penis, because if it makes motherfuckers shit on themselves, I got to see it. It's magical.
I'm just saying, I gotta see it.
I'm trying
to see the squirter. Where's she at?
Shit.
I want the
squirter. Like, that was squirt queen. That was squirt queen. Push out everything. I don't know what the fuck was.
To all the fellas, Ace, Leo, have y'all ever fucked a girl so she shit on herself?
No, it ain't ever happened to me. I mean, now I'm like, I just want to experience it. Like, is that shit for real? Like, I'm thinking, I ain't packing enough or some shit. I got to get some extra inches on.
We're still
indeterminate.
You're not a virgin yet. Son, does your penis have a curve? Rocco Quiet.
I need to have a curve. My shit's fat and long.
Rocco, no one wants to know about your penis. Rocco, no one wants to know about your penis. Now, son, however, look, Rocco, we do not want to know about your penis. However, son,
I think son
is
must
your
have
penis
a curve.
Curved?
It got a curve.
Right, right. Does it
yeah,
have a curve?
Yeah,
have
I'm heading.
You
I'm heading to the left. You're right.
Right.
My left.
I know my
right.
Penis.
But look like I said, you know, like I knew it was something to it when that time she shifted. She was so, you know, overcome with emotion. She wasn't even, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even know she was shit. She shit until I stopped and shit. I'm like, yo.
That shit is crazy,
doing?
Son.
That's
all of my time doing
like,
a sidebar. I swear to God, that may be the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, But you know, she wasn't even really saying about it.
Make the call. You just can't take it off the computer.
Yeah, she wasn't even ashamed about it. Her shit was like, well, fuck it. You know, that shit's so good.
Right?
And,
have you ever fucked a bitch when she came? She shit on herself.
Only a curved penis can do that.
Was you fucking her in the ass?
No.
Only a curved penis can do that. You gotta remember, a curved penis is going beyond.
Like, if you know that you about to fuck, man, like, why not just...
Well, Ace said, man, if a chick shit in my bed, we gonna have issues. That's a deal breaker.
I mean, if you know that you're gonna do some fucking. Confirmed that squirt. You know what I mean? A lot of people like the squirt off is just like regular cum. But I'm like, you got to think about like how much come out, like you know how much are you squirting?
It come out like water.
High.
It's
pee. Yeah. You know, yeah. If the shit come out,
it is
if
not
it's squirting out, I'm gonna have to say that's a cum. You know what I mean? If it just like go out, like
I just asked self-proclaimed male one. You said,
okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, but
only
like
a curved penis can do that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know about
that. It either has to be curved or it has to be extra big. It can't be no average size penis. It got to be at least 11 inches or better to make all that, and you can't control yourself. Only those type of penises can make that happen.
So you saying that like you didn't experience that before, lady?
Right.
Shut
excuse me.
Oh, what?
Hey, PG.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta get up out of here. Hey, PG.
Okay, Rocco. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I'll holler at y'all. Y'all be safe.
All right. I'm talking my house.
All right.
Yep.
Deuce.
Yeah. He better not show up in my house.
This is me, a blog post, going in and out.
What you say?
It could be.
Depends
on everybody.
What you say, son?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He went scoopy on me and shit. Y'all
I mean, I don't know. You know, let's talk about the shit and... I don't know, like, what kind of dick do whatever, but I look at it like this.
Obviously, your dick do some of whatever. Because
okay.
That's crazy.
I mean, I know that. But I look at it like, I just look at it like every woman like might come differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, some... you know, a lot of women got to learn how to come. Or they got to... Some women have claimed to have been fucking for decades and never bust. And they didn't know that until somebody actually made them bust. So I don't know.
This shit is crazy. I was just told in my chat room that you got to wear a condom on your tongue to take part in this conversation because somebody going to catch something. No, we believe in condoms and penicillin around here. No, look.
I know, that's right.
Nah, I'm gonna talk raw, but I'm gonna pull out.
Oh wow!
I know that's right too.
Well, yo, no one cares about Kobe like in here.
Ain't nothing like a little squirt everywhere.
So Ace, you missed the original question that started this whole shitting in the bed conversation. Vagina tattoos, turn on and turn off, squirter. Would you ever get a tattoo on your vagina? Go. Dude said no comment.
Miss
Squirter,
that again?
Would you get a tattoo on your vagina, yes or no?
No.
Y'all think I'm kidding. The bitch had a whole Homer Simpson head on her pussy. Then I see one that had a fish. One had a butterfly.
You be willing to videotape yourself squirt.
That got a head.
Yeah, I can't feel it.
That gotta hurt. No, I wouldn't do that.
Big, are you still in the building? Is Big still on crushing? I guess Big is not there. Hey,
yeah.
615. Big.
Hello.
Big, tattoos on vaginas, turn on or turn off?
You said tattoo on what?
On her vagina, on her hoo, on her twat. Turn on or turn off?
On her nappy dugout.
It depends. It depends. Like, if it's somebody's, if it's like some random ass dude, then hell yeah. But if it's like, I don't know, she paint her pussy her favorite color or something.
It was this one chick, she had Homer Simpson's head tatted on her twat. So where you would put your penis or tongue would be Homer Simpson's mouth. Bottom line.
No. Ew.
Yes,
that's a turn off. Because if you stick your penis in that, you stick your penis in a nigga mouth.
That's the same thing.
No. Homer Simpson, first of all, is not a real fucking person.
He's he is a little character on TV.
But he do have a big mouth.
I'm just saying that.
Ace, I did not ask you, would you get a tattoo on your vagina? I know you don't have a twat. You have a penis that you won't show me. I had asked the squirter that. You just wasn't paying attention. Ooh. Typing in
me
like
that. Why are you trying
to
see penises?
You know what? After what happened to me, Leo, you're right. I do not want to see any penises, but I do want to see some.
Oh, my God. You are a married woman. It's time to put the penises down.
Don't start with that married woman shit again. Don't start with that.
You are a married woman. It's time to leave the penises alone.
Married women need to see penises. It's not like she gets it. She's just looking at it.
Right. I can look.
Since we're on this subject, LaCrush.
I know you receive a lot of random weird videos, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Have you ever received a video of a dude playing with his penis by himself via his cell phone and send the video to you?
The cell phone?
Yeah.
No, but I have gone on webcam chats, and they want to play with their penis for me. I've had a dude actually drink his own piss for me. I get the live feed.
That was just nasty.
That's,
drinking piss, that's just going too far.
That's what I said. That's just too much.
But for real, y'all, this is what happened to me. I was laying in my room one night, and I was on the phone talking to a friend. Shout out to that person or whatever, whatnot. And my phone, it came with an incoming message. I look. It's a penis being stroked by him hand, and he sent me the video. And I'm like, who sends people this shit? I don't want that. A video, that's just doing too much.
Hey, what I want to know is how did the conversation of drinking piss ever come up in the first place? Huh? How did it get to that point of drinking piss?
Leo said, fuck what I'm talking about. Crush, how did you get the man to drink his own piss?
Well, he paid for the service, and that's what he wanted to do. So I'm not going to turn down, you know,
money, right?
Him to
still money, boo boo.
Right, you know, I ain't going to turn down that. If you want to drink your own pee, you want to shit on yourself, you want to do any of those things, just pay $4 a minute, and I'll watch. That's all.
So he paid.
Yep.
Okay, so he paid to drink his own piss.
Right.
Yep.
Now, that's some wicked shit, ain't it?
Yeah, you cannot
yeah,
drink your
is.
Own piss for free.
I've had it with the
ice
around. You
ain't no way in hell that's gonna jump off of me. I ain't fucking with it.
No.
Yeah. I'll watch it. You do whatever.
I'll
you
watch.
Want.
So when you.
Yeah.
Bye, Ace Killer. Killer. He said he gonna call in tomorrow. That's a very, very rare moment. To get him to call in, very, very rare. I've known him or about him for about 3 years, and I still ain't never seen a picture of him. Nothing. It's like a ghost and shit. So, I don't know. I don't know what made him send me that video, but that kind of freaked me the fuck out. It was a tad bit weird. I ain't never seen no video like that. I get pictures all the time, but that video shit fucked my head up. For I had to go down and ask my husband, do y'all do this shit?
I know, right, girl? I'm like you. Half of the stuff I be seeing, too, I ask my boyfriend the same thing. Maybe y'all really be doing that.
I got in a little
right,
trouble,
yeah.
But I still asked.
But being nosy, right? Right.
Yeah. I got in a little bit of trouble, I'd admit it, but I had to ask.
I know, that's right. Curious, girl, want to know, and I had to know, but I didn't get no answer. Did you get an answer?
So you just going to come down here and tell on yourself? Damn right, I need to know what the fuck is going on.
And so you saved the video too, didn't you?
No, I didn't save it. Well, no, I didn't delete it either. Now that I think about it, I could send it to somebody, crush it. You want to see, look. No, I wouldn't do that. That's just doing too much. That's a little weird. It's like, it was just strange to me. It was just really, really weird. That's the strangest thing anybody's ever sent me in my whole entire. And I wasn't even on radio. I was having a personal, private conversation with Young Fresh at the time. Shouts out to Young Fresh, wherever the fuck his ass at. And it came through, and I said, what the fuck? Who the fuck? What the fuck? Fresh was like, what the fuck is going on? And I told him, he was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, we were
all confused by that. I've seen that. Unless I've asked for it, I don't want it.
And I didn't ask for it. That's the crazy thing about it. I didn't ask for it. I didn't innuendo to it. I didn't, nothing. It just came.
I get pictures. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, pictures I'm using.
Yeah, because TG be talking nasty even though she knows she don't supposed to be. And be having niggas all geek. And then after that, she gets dick video.
No, I was not talking nasty that day. I was on the phone with Fresh. Of course I'm not talking nasty.
Well, she did say not that day.
Right, not that day.
Right, she throwed that out there, not that day.
Okay, Miss Squirter.
Like, so he probably could have seen the video.
Squirter.
No, because he probably couldn't send the video right at the moment because, you know, he had to go to the store buy some lotion for his ass dick. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know y'all
already
got that on hand.
And then send it to you.
You know y'all keep that on hand. If y'all ain't got nothing else, y'all
right,
got to
keep
lotion,
that on hand.
Y'all got that baby oil on hand, boo-boo.
Is that what y'all use, lotion or baby oil? I have no idea what...
They use the sex oil, they use the KY, they use the K the baby oil, or they even lotion, yeah. Anything that's gonna lubricate it and make it slippery is what they use.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just nasty.
I wanna say use their own. Do they use their own
spit? I was thinking that, but I wasn't gonna answer. I was thinking it, but I'm like, I'm not finna say that. I'm just not.
That is interesting.
I'm just not gonna ask that. I was thinking it, but I didn't ask it.
That's what, because I didn't hear it.
Do y'all use your own spit? That sounds like a yeah.
No, wait. Old spit for what?
Ew.
I mean, in the process of doing what, though?
Stroking your own penis.
Oh, just for masturbating purposes? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Sure. Tell me anything.
First of all, I dry stroke anyway.
I wonder if somebody ever used a little sheen.
So that don't hurt? Wait a
minute. Oh, man, they should kill their stuff if they're doing that.
So, what do you get out of dry stroking it? So does it feel better when you dry stroke it or when you wet stroke it? I really don't know. I'm confused.
You mess around and pull some skin off this shit, so they're trying to stroke that shit dry.
Well, I don't know about other things, but you can't pull no skin off no shit.
Oil stain or hair grease?
Like,
ew.
No, look, if you dry stroke and you pull some skin, then you got some other problems.
I'm saying if you dry stroke all the time, won't that shit start to hurt some kind of way? That's like
no.
Trying to go in some dry pussy. Don't you skin that shit up?
No.
No?
She don't mean literally. You pulling the skin
no,
off.
Right.
Ew,
no, right.
Chrissy,
she
ew. Ew. Ew.
She
the chairman said, I wonder if they ever use bacon or chicken grease. Ew.
My feelings on jerking off is like, that's something you really want to get over with, like, as fast as possible. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, when you fucking a chick, you know, you want to hang in there for a long time, you know, make sure they get theirs and all of that. When you doing that shit by yourself, you ain't really proud of yourself, number one. But you really trying to get it over with as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So what's the fastest you can get done?
I mean, the thing is, like, you know, light candles and shit and take out the diamond and all that.
I mean, no, like, can you get it done in, like, 5 strokes, 6 strokes, 20? I mean...
Nah, like, really, like, now I gotta pop a porno in. Like, I can't even do it without the visuals. I can't do it at all. I don't turn myself on no more.
How you not turn yourself on? You know yourself better than anybody. Why you not turn yourself on?
I didn't try.
I'm actually scared of you stroking your own penis, though, son. You got some nice, nice arms there, you know. I'm a little scared for your penis. But never mind. That's
just, I ain't scared of myself. It's just that, you know, I don't know. It just don't work. It don't work. Look, I think, you know what, when I was a teenager, I spent all of my teenage life trying not to ever have to jerk off again. So once I got to the point that I didn't need to do that shit no more, like, that's the last alternative. This is all mental.
Hey, no one but the crazy.
Then it goes down to, am I going to wing this ugly bitch or am I going to do my hand? Ugly bitch, your hand.
Hey, no,
hey,
I know what the crazy thing is.
I'll fuck the ugly bitch in a minute. Okay, you know, look.
Hey, the crazy thing is, sometimes I'll do it even though
I look at it like, if God found a use for mosquitoes on Earth, then I could definitely find a use for ugly chick. Fuck that.
I know that's right.
It is hope for you out here, you ugly bitches. I can feel it.
I mean, if you're ugly, you know, you got a nice body, you know what I'm saying? Your fucking face don't matter.
That's always
well,
the case.
To me, if you got a nice
what if
body,
you ugly?
Ain't ugly.
Right. A nice body, you ain't ugly.
It's a balanced out. You just a medium.
You just got a good
classic. Personality. God,
so,
Christ.
Hey, but there was this one chick who had a nice body. She was too ugly for me, though. One time. That was just one time.
Yeah,
you
I mean, to say that bitch looked like a gorilla was an understatement. I mean, for real.
Oh, my God. Really?
Wow. But the problem is,
a
lot of
times.
Yeah.
Not
only that, but a lot of times those be the chicks that got that snapper.
And I mean,
that's
though,
the
part.
Yeah, you got to work harder.
Hey, she had a fat ass
stomach,
though, man. It's just that her face was fucking Planet of the Apes on the real.
You was terrible.
It's like this.
You was fucking in the wrong
point?
Position.
Press said you was fucking in the wrong
position. Kicker was but the kicker was a grill, too, though.
Yeah, I think, like, Once a dude stops fucking chicks, you know, for fame, and start really, you know, like, discover what he really like about a chick, things start going better. You know what I mean? Cause a lot of dudes don't want to mess around with a chick because they scared what his homies might say. You know what I'm saying? You know, they know he's messing around with an ugly chick, whatever. But if enough of them same niggas done fucked her, then everybody gonna understand why he would have. Yeah, you know I mean, if she built right. So I'm gonna just let y'all know like this. I got a little motto for this. When it comes to ugly chicks, I look at it like when somebody gives you a gift. It's not how much the gift costs. It's what's inside that counts.
Oh, my God.
I know that. Fun is so wise.
Don't laugh at me, Crushy.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at wise. I mean, fun.
All right.
Thanks, McCrush. I wish you were back, but I never met.
So I'm actually glad that we did end up doing this, because I was going to say, fuck it, I ain't going to do it. I'll see you motherfuckers tomorrow. But I'm glad I tuned in. Shout out to everybody that came to the Kick It at the special edition of the Sidebar here on Final Fantasy Radio with Miss PG, Leo Menace, it's Menace, baby. Sun75 to my Jelly Bean, only I can call him my Jelly Bean. The Squirter, and you know, shout out to Ace, he came through. Big Ashby was in this motherfucker. He might still be here listening because he likes to listen and not participate, but hey. Kudos to him. I love you guys.
And now it's officially the golden shower hour.
Uh-oh. We is in the second hour. Oh, my God. My co-host
yeah,
decided to step up.
Hour.
Did he just say the golden shower?
I don't know nothing about that. Y'all tell me a little bit about that.
The golden shower.
I didn't try some stuff, but I ain't tried that.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to try it at all.
If you squirt, you have.
No,
I don't
girl.
Want no parts of it. No parts. No parts of it. No peeing on PG is not going to happen.
So first of all,
that's peeing on. That's pissing on people.
I'll be peeing on. You know what? With that being said, you know what? LaCrush, you got to play that Spitfire for me. We finna get into the song real looking quick. I got to hear that right now. So, she finna get into that. That's Illegal featuring J. Will with Spitfire. As soon as Crushy pushed that button for me. We're going to take this musical break, and we're going to resume. Track official.
Don't fuck a grown nigga. Guy up in this bitch and you get stuck like a Tesla. A legal bitch, I am the shit. You a player hater. I heard you was the shit. Black chain of ribbon. Bowling ball, size ball, call, trade for payment. My dick wrapped around my waist, drive the day crazy. Give it to you for your craving, baby. Dog ass nigga, if I bite the cheese, you're rated, baby. The crown, I can't take it. My style crazy, ain't it? Latest, greatest. I spit fire, bigger, baby. Baby. Let me take a breather. You won't be step to the plate. Major leaguer cooking up some shit. No ordinary smart. Speedy green, mix it down like it's culinary arts. Where the off air, on air, chilling in my lawn chair. My name is a threat like a bomb.
And I'm riding with them.
Yep.
So if you fuck with them, know it's 50 niggas from the ghetto riding with them.
Damn.
So tell them they outnumber, you gon' die behind this nigga. Even family is asking why you siding with this nigga.
Hey. Hey.
I got an answer for them.
What?
They know I'm spit live every time I rap the video recording. Surrounded by a million, only two won't take notice. Bruce got hurt the legal, give them money, blood is on it.
Bro, I'm illegal, baby. You go get used to it. I'm hot like Galvin. PGP, J. Will, Collins, Go, Ghetto, V.I., Bruce, how we fit. I'm illegal, baby. You go get used to me. I'm hot like Galvin. I-L-L-E-G-A-L-M-U-T-H-A, fucker. Diabolic cold, psychotic flow, microscopic cold, I'm the killer, psychotic cold. I'm finna put the mic down and go strike for niggas. Illegal bitch, I drop balls, tired strippers. Yo back, no chiral lyrics. On my 16 white, like a vinyl tube. This is my exhibit, better get the heck on. You bump the wrong nigga, you can step on. I'm the wrong nigga. Next song, fuck yeah, I'm next song, so watch out for my next song. Fuck no, put your money up, you wanna bet John. Illegal motherfucker, make the pussy moist like wet lawn. Fuck yeah, never whack, I hope God forbid it. I've been nice way before Harriet Tubman was cotton picking.
Sure.
And I forgot to mention,
sure.
I be peeing on hoes before R. Kelly had a pocket pissing. I'm illegal, baby, you go get used to me. I'm like Balboa, I said, PGP, J. Will, Collins, Ghost, Ghetto, B.I., Bruce, Gowie, Sick. I'm a legal, baby. You gon' get used to me. I'm like Balboa, I said, I-L-L-E-G-A-L-M-U-T-H-A. Like a
Yeah. What it do, it's your girl, Miss PG. This is a special edition of the Sidebar. Co-host Leo Menace is in this motherfucker. We got La Crush, Heart Style, Final Fantasy Radio. This episode would not be possible. Shout out to the Squirters, Sun 752, My Jelly Bean. Shout out to Sarifa. Hey, Simeon. I'm just going to throw love. Shout out to Big. If you still here, I don't see the gores. I'm just doing what I do from the way I do it. So, shout out to all my people. I love you guys for the support and, you know, we'll be back on again tomorrow at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the Four Aces Network. I'm just doing a lot of humping and jumping right about now. I'm just kidding. We had technical issues, and I had promised to be here, so this is what I did. I made sure that we was here. So without further ado, here's my co-host. It's Leo, baby. No, let me quit. Go ahead, Leo. What you got for the people?
Go ahead. Man, what up, man? Hey, PG needs to download my album again.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do it again. I do. I got a new laptop. I was given another laptop. I like he, I mean, I'm not getting another one after this one, at least I don't think so. Not for a while anyway. So I'm gonna download it onto this one, and I'm gonna make sure we have it for tomorrow. Don't even try.
But you're gonna need to upgrade it from Windows 95.
I don't have Windows 95. I have a brand new computer, and it's Windows 7. Now I can go open one of them other ones, one of them compacts. That'd probably be Windows 95. Right now, I'm good. I can't believe the Sandman showed up. I'm just in awe. Like, oh, my God. The Reaper in the building? Oh, my God. So many muscles in the room. I don't know what to do. Whew. Anyway. So,
hey.
The Reaper, the question was, wait a minute. I got to get his opinion. Reaper?
Oh, so
we'll
be on the phone? Oh,
I want a Mac.
Oh, okay.
I do want a Mac. I want a Mac, but I was told I have to wait if I want a Mac. Now, if y'all want to all ship in and give me a Mac. Now, if y'all want to ship in and give me a Mac, that'd be totally, totally dope. Y'all did miss my birthday and my anniversary, but I ain't going to go there. So, Sandman, vagina tattoos, turn on or turn off? You got a lot of questions you need to answer. You really late. You early. But you late. It really didn't. It's really, really weird today. We started early today, so you late. Otherwise, you've been around time.
Early,
you late.
You don't want to know what the fuck's going on.
Right. Today has proven that you cannot come to the sidebar late. I done had people walk in on funky pussy. Bald head pussy. You know how to pretend to be a virgin with me. All kinds of weird shit. So, yeah. I need to know your answer on that, Sandman. Oh, he walked in on masturbation. That's just weird. If you walked in here at a weird time, I do apologize for whatever your ears have heard. But, hey, that's how the sidebar get down. It is what it is. So, shout out again to the
PG
Super Fluffy Flirt. I love you, mama. He says, you know how I feel
about
sex.
That
shit sexy as hell.
Sexy as hell.
I got some tattoos.
Also, how about when they're 80? Do it still look sexy?
Shut up. But no, y'all think I'm tripping. Like, if I remembered the link to where I seen the bitch with the head of Homer Simpson on her pussy, I would have showed y'all. I meant to write down a link so I could pull it up when I talked about it. But if you Google vagina tattoos, I'm pretty sure you're going to see the bitch that had the Homer Simpson on her twat.
I've seen it. I think the best one I've seen was the one with the bird, and she had her pubes like a nest. That's the best one I've seen.
No.
Yeah, I did it
too,
and a whole lot of stuff came up.
Yeah.
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 It was this one chick. She had like a hippie dude on her pussy, and her hair was his beard. It was very, very detailed. But he had a very thick ass beard. But the one that had the fish on her twat, that was just so not right. Why would you want to put a fish there? I don't know.
Hey,
the fish is a warning.
Dudes that came with a warning. Now, I'll admit the one that had the butterfly on her hoo-hoo, that was a decent tattoo because the butterfly, you know, went with her hoo-hoo. So the one with the butterfly was not outrageous. So that was a little weird.
Okay, what about the guy? Somebody have a tattoo of a man, and his tongue, it looks like his tongue is sticking out.
Yeah, I seen the chick with the devil face on it. I seen that one. I wouldn't want to put my penis in that.
Look. Somebody had a tattoo with the monkey.
I didn't see that one. But it was just... When I seen them, like, I got to talk about this. It was so much shit that I wanted to talk to you guys about, but if I talk about it all today, what the fuck would I talk about tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
I got to get back into the swing of things. The swing of things. But, yeah, I missed you guys. All of you guys, I missed you all. For those who didn't talk to me during my hiatus, it's all right. It's cool. I guess you still love me. I don't know. For those who don't call me, text me no more. Or when I text them and ask me who was this, when they don't damn well, it's me. But, hey, it's all right, Reaper. You ain't got to remember my number. You either, Leo.
Whatever.
It's all right. It's for whatever. And, Leo, I'm still waiting for my regular picture. while you all in the chat
that?
Room lying. I'm still ready. I'm waiting on my regular picture while you in the chat room lying.
Oh, whatever.
I only asked for one penis today, and that was from Jelly Bean.
The regular person, you can get both things.
Can you forward that one to me?
I don't know if I'm going to get it, and if I get it, I don't know if I want to share it, though, you know? And I'm just
you are so selfish. First class
no,
brown, and selfish. That is.
You know what? What did I didn't do anything with Flash Brown.
You kept them all to yourself. You're so selfish.
I didn't keep Flash Brown to myself. I promise I shared Flash Brown with you. So, and you know what? I never ended up doing the episode where he was supposed to come in and give me that exclusive. I never ended up doing that one.
Oh, wait,
I
so y'all
was
sharing penises?
No, we wasn't sharing penises. We were trying to share Flash Brown, though. Look.
What up, homie?
I don't appreciate you knowing her voice like that, homie. We're going to have problems. We got problems, Sam,
what's
man.
What's up, sir?
No, fuck that. We got problems, Sam, man. How you know her voice? Huh? What the fuck is going
I
on?
I know, and it sounds so horrible.
Right. So we really got issues, Sandman. But yeah.
PG.
Yes.
Oh my God. Have you heard that voice?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. How did that happen? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's
partner,
wonderful.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to keep it together.
Okay.
I don't like how you snuck him in the room on me like that. What if I ain't had no clothes on or nothing? Ew. No, I'm just kidding.
I told you before here. I told you before here. I just can't understand me because I have this hoarse-ass voice.
Sneaking people in the room
as
like
real.
That. Black reporter.
Now, pardon me. What was that?
PG? Vagina tattoos. Turn on or turn off?
I don't know. I've never been lucky enough to have one with one.
So if you was gonna lock this girl down, let's just say she was cute and everything, and you pulled down her panties, and she had a Homer Simpson tattoo on her squat, and her lip, his mouth was right there where you was about to put your penis or your tongue. Would you do it or would you not?
Wait, what was the tattoo?
Homer Simpson's head. So where you put your penis or tongue is Homer's mouth.
You got him stuttering. You can't do that, PG.
I'm going for what is actually there, not for the tattoo.
So you still gonna smash
so
Homer in his mouth?
So you would do it?
But you can't.
So he would do it.
I'm saying you would do it. Yeah,
right.
I'm
he gonna put his wee wee in Homer's mouth.
Look.
Ew.
Look. PG, I'm one pussy eating motherfucker, okay?
Hey, as long as you can't keep a secret, it's all good.
Look, PG, I'm one pussy eating motherfucker, okay? That's the bottom line.
Okay.
Okay.
I've still never done that yet.
We ain't going there with you, Leo. You done ate some pussy.
No, I haven't.
You are not
never
on the pussy free
that.
Diet. Oh, wait, I thought I got rid of all you non-eating pussy motherfuckers.
Ooh.
I thought I got rid. You know what, Vallejo? I'm gonna keep you. You intrigue me.
I know I'm gonna keep you. God damn it!
You know what I want to know, though? This is going to sound real, real strange. Is it freckles on your penis, too, or that's just your face? I mean, how far do your freckles
go? What? There's only one way to find out.
You're so funny. You're so funny. You real, real funny. Ha ha, hee hee.
Oh, only way. Like, I'm find out.
Partner.
So we asked a lot of questions tonight, PG.
I have a question for you.
We've asked questions like vagina tattoos, turn-ons and turn-offs. Is squirting pee or is it not? We've asked when males masturbate, what do they use? I don't know about you. I don't know. But, yeah, that's pretty much what we've been asking, a lot of weird, weird shit. So if you just walked in and heard about if a girl shaved her pussy, if it don't smell, it's worse than a girl who didn't shave her pussy. I'm sorry, you missed all those things.
Okay. I was getting ready to ask my partner, did she see the post that Niecy put in CSF about having to carry clippers with her?
Oh, how she packed razors in her purse?
Shit.
I ain't know none of that.
Right. For the guys who don't shave. She don't want hair in her mouth, so she walks around with a pair of clippers and razors in her purse.
Yeah.
Man, you still in trouble. You still ain't telling me how the fuck you knew that was a crush without her saying her name. You got some questions to answer, sir. How the fuck
Moi?
Do you know her voice?
Moi?
Because number one, not you.
He said cocoa butter.
Yeah, he said he gotta use cocoa butter when he masturbates. He gotta keep it soft.
Damn, that's scary.
Yeah, use cocoa butter for the rough ass hands.
Okay, you know everything. You know I'm gonna pop you in your fucking head.
I'm gonna get the scar on your dick. You should have fight me the cocoa butter, bro.
Damn.
That's a good question,
LaCrosse.
Sound like
hot seat questions. I'm a serious question, PG, for the hot seat.
That's fine. Go ahead. Just don't tag me in none of them. I'm not playing the high seat with your people. I'm scared of their questions. Well, post me now when I'm not paying attention, so I ain't never got an answer. I'm scared of their questions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
I know that, right, PG. I don't play they questions either, girl. When they get the questions, I get off.
Y'all make me feel like a church girl when I go in that group. I'm like, oh, my God, my eyes, my ears. Oh, my God.
Yes. You feel like a virgin going in that group. Like, what?
Yeah, I do. I feel like, well, have I even fucked before? What the fuck?
Yes, girl, you feel like a virgin. So when they get in that group, I get out. Like, oh, you should have screamed like a virgin in that group.
We talk about sex toys. We talk about everything in there.
Y'all talk about everything. Y'all show everything. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What group were we talking about?
I tell you. I never thought I would have seen in life.
I know that's right.
Damn, man, I might have to put you in that group. Mm.
What
group were we talking about?
Our group, nigga.
Crushy.
You need to get a computer.
Let me let y'all know what's going on in the chat room. The question was asked, what was Sandman's thought on bald pussies? He said, love bald pussies. It's easy to check for them funny bumps.
What?
Funny bumps.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But if she shaves it, then she's going to get bumps anyway.
Oh, that shit funny.
Especially if it's wrong with that.
Right.
Oh, Lord. I can't stand it. I stopped shaving my pussy. Fuck out of here.
For those who don't know, the one and only Black Reporter has a mustache and a chest full of hair and hair down below also. That's
where
why.
From Black Reporter?
Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know that?
Okay. This is not the group.
Okay.
Right.
Not the group. Okay.
So
my
not
apologies.
In the hot seat right now, Black Reporter.
Going around volunteering
yes,
information.
I know
yes,
that ain't right. Who do that?
Sandman says, you know hair bumps from pussy bumps.
This shit is too classic. Oh, my God.
I know whoever missed this going to be salty.
I ain't an expert of bumps now. Like, I ain't an expert of bumps.
Yeah, you're PG for that. I mean,
and, but, like, really, though. But really, like, do you really want to guess on the bumps and shit?
I'm like, look. I don't know if that look like syphilis. That bump look like
right.
Her. That bump look like, nah, I don't know that.
But that look like a hair bump.
That could be a hair bump or that could be something else. I don't know.
Damn. That's low.
Yeah, very
low. That's
low. Can you get down low? Always the flow. Y'all crazy. Why y'all got me acting silly on a Monday?
And can I just say one thing?
Don't remind me of the Monday.
Penis. Well,
that is not sex.
Not sex. It does not make your penis look bigger.
What?
I don't think because you shaved your hair.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's illusion. Now your penis got bigger.
You know
that
what? I'm glad you brought that up, Crushy. I was watching this movie. And, like, this dude was trying to shave his balls, and he kept hurting himself, so he let his friend, which was a male, shave his balls.
Oh,
yeah. Never okay.
Oh, that's so wrong. No.
And then to make it even worse, after he shaved his balls, he blew it, like,
yeah.
Type shit. What the fuck?
You watching the 40-year-old version?
No, I was watching, She's Out of Her, She's Out of Your League or some shit like that. It was a white movie, Garen, true enough, it was a white movie. But still.
We should have known. Had to be white boys.
We should have known.
Ain't no way in hell I'm finna let no, that's just nasty.
Beyond nasty.
The Reaper says she better get some magic shave for her hair bumps.
Wait. What was that? What was that stuff he used to use where I guess it was what he just called it. Magic shave? is that what it was called?
Like the proper way to do it is get a bazillion on wax. That's why you don't have to go over and over the skin.
Oh my God.
If you want to take hair off it, then it's best to do the Brazilian wax in the shade.
This shit is the ridiculous. You motherfuckers is crazy. How do I know all you nasty, crazy motherfuckers? Why? Why is all my friends nasty and crazy? Ew.
Because you hang out with us.
Because
you hang out with us.
I've took a long break away from you guys, and y'all just chose not to leave me. No skin.
And you couldn't stay away.
Don't let her lie to y'all.
You know what, Crushy? After being in your group for them 2 days that you made me pay attention, I am not nowhere near freaky at all. I'm a good old girl.
Why do you say that?
Wait.
Are you talking to CSF?
You better have a straight or something, bitch. Right.
Are you calling CSF a freaking girl?
I'm gonna make a titty video.
What happened?
I'm gonna get the squirter to make a titty video for the group.
Oh goodness! No more titties.
Wait, Crush. Is she calling the CSF a freaky group?
Yeah.
Where were the Taylor's groups from?
Right.
You motherfuckers is nasty.
No, we're not.
I know that's right.
Y'all y'all nasty, and y'all make me feel like I'm not old enough to be in that group.
Like I said, me too, girl, and I know I'm 33, but I feel like a teen child when I go in that group.
I'm like, oh, my God, they just, oh, my, oh.
Yes, I got to get out of here.
I'm like, you know what, I remember why I blocked this. Yep,
yeah.
I remember why I blocked these posts.
Mm-hmm. No, yep. I'm still have it on my page, but I don't go on it. I was on it the other day, but they wouldn't talk about that nasty. And then this girl done passed the fuck out with cum around her mouth. So that group
right?
Make me feel like I said I'm a teenager in that. I don't belong
I'm
here.
Like, oh,
it's
my
too
God.
Yes.
Yeah,
so there was something wrong with having cum around your mouth?
If you sleep on the couch with cum on your mouth and somebody else took a picture, you
were
doing too much. I'm sorry.
Your sexual maturity
you,
back
she
25
passed
years.
The hell out with cum on
I'm
my
sorry.
Mouth. I'm sorry.
If you're sleeping on a couch with cum on your mouth and somebody else take the picture, you're doing too much.
Yes.
Tell them what you posted this morning.
Right.
I want to know. I hear we got another caller from 414. Hello. 414, what's good?
It is.
Hello.
414-419.
Oh, you want to talk then? Fuck you then. Fuck now, this can't
Okay, apparently you just want to listen, 414-419, but hey, whatever floats your boat. If you ever want to interject, just say so. I mean, shout out to you. Appreciate the love for whatever case would happen. All right. Interesting.
What are you talking about? I post, Black Reporter. I didn't post nothing this morning.
About yes, you guys, where did you get drunk off of? That was before. That was this afternoon.
She got drunk off cum, fell asleep,
come do it.
And on the couch, and they took a picture. So obviously, Boo Boo was doing too much.
When you put in work, okay? When you get that release.
When you put in work.
Right, that signifies a job well done. And if you can get that documented, then you
everybody
have,
ain't got to see it.
If that's the way you look at it, they did their job because they were sleep, come all over the face, clothes still all undone, and somebody else took the picture. I'm like, just doing too much.
Right. Unfortunately,
titties everywhere. I mean, titties everywhere.
Why is she the one passed out? He's supposed to be the one sleep.
Right.
That's because he wore that ass out. That's what.
Job on his behalf.
The question is, I'm still asking who passed out.
The pic only showed the person, the picture only showed the female passed out. Now, where the guy was, he probably, when I was taking the picture, like, yeah,
he
look
was
what I did,
ready,
homie.
Ready to get it in.
Look,
like,
he like,
he
yeah, look what I did, homie. He was
right.
High-fiving his stuff, putting his stuff on the back, like, yeah.
Always keep a box of baby. I don't know about y'all, but always keep a box of baby wigs by the bed.
The Sandman said, better keep some soap and water by the bed, boo-boo.
Wait a minute. Who keeps soap and water by the bed? Come on now.
If you can get drunk off cum, apparently you need something.
No.
Yeah, baby.
No.
Like,
the cum was on her face before she fell asleep.
Tom
was on her face before she fell asleep.
Right.
Y'all
is
crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
y'all
where is this picture at? Can I get the picture?
I'm not letting you in that group, Leo. I refuse to let you in that group.
Why not?
Because I can't be responsible for anything you say or do.
Okay.
If I'm not going to be held responsible for anything you say or do,
then yeah, I'll invite you to the group. But if they gonna hold me responsible for the things you say and do,
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, we sure will. First group that doesn't post a picture. Shouldn't matter.
This group is crazy. This group makes me feel like I'm a teenager all over again, and I'm seeing stuff I ain't supposed to see. And I'm grown, damn it. I'm grown with kids. What the fuck?
I know that right, girl.
So, PG, are you saying we didn't set sexual maturity back 25 years?
Yes, pretty much. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's nut on her face. What the fuck? Oh, my God, that's nut on her titties. I see titties. What the fuck? No. It's crazy. It's fucking banoodles.
What's
wrong
with
that?
A little cum,
man? Fucking banoodles.
It's banoodles.
Oh, I don't get into that cum thing. I ain't on none of that. So, yeah.
I don't know. I like a facial every now and then.
I'm good. My face is pretty enough. I'm good. My face is pretty enough. I'm good.
Facials is good for the spirit.
Oh, so
my spirit is already tainted. I'm good.
PG.
My spirit is already tainted. I'm good.
PG, cum enhances your features. PG,
I'm good. I'm good.
It's not a question that you entertain, right?
What'd you say?
The swallow is not a question that you entertain, is it?
No, I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't do the cum thing. Mm-mm.
But she's the best.
I'm a what? When I'm compared with you guys, I'm like, so not the one you want to do. If you had to choose for me or one of you motherfuckers, I ain't never getting dick. Ever. My dick days of getting is gone if that's the case. Yeah. I bow down to you brave motherfuckers. I bow down to you guys. You guys are the greatest.
Only thing that makes it bad is we got a lot of perpetrators in our group. They want to be freaky, but they don't want to be freaky. I'm a freak, but I'm not a freak. I don't go together.
I mean, y'all make me feel like 15 all over again. I'm like, I don't do that.
I ain't a freak at all. I ain't a freak at all.
Leo, you can't go in the group until you eat pussy. Fuck that.
I know that's right.
That's all they talk about. That's
a whore. I just talked about sex slaves yesterday.
Once I find that white woman, I do it.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
The Reaper said, oh my God. The Reaper said, if she starts it, she's going to finish it. I'll fuck her on and wrap my legs around her neck until she's done. Ew. So not going to happen.
Shit, do it. Wrap my legs right around his neck until he does.
That I'll do. You got to taste me. I mean, ain't no need to start if you ain't going to finish. Taste me. I'm just mean. I'm selfish.
I know that's right.
Of course, you can. Of course, I'm going to give you a warning right now. First. I need to give you a heads up, my dear. Niecy wants to turn tomorrow night's show around into a hot seat for you.
How to what?
A hot seat for you? I'm scared of that.
A hot seat.
I don't want to be on that.
Like, you hear me? I don't even think I'm going to be able to make it. Mm-mm.
Hey,
I think I'm going to be able to make it.
And I have to give an answer. I'm down for that.
I don't want no parts of it.
Y'all should have known she was Black Reporter.
I know, that's why I'm scared. I don't think I'm going to make it to Final Fantasy Radio tomorrow.
The situation is the fact that tomorrow night's show was supposed to be that Crush was supposed to be asked questions, and she, you know, he has to answer them no matter what.
Right, that's tomorrow. All right.
Yeah, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
I'm counting that.
I'm letting them know, not you. I'm letting them know.
So that means if I call Palm Fancy Radio, I ask any questions I need to ask. Why are you not asking them the question, Black Reporter? We know the crush.
No, I mean,
I don't think there's anything left for LaCrush that I need to know anything else about. I think I know enough.
That's what we saying. We know enough about Ma. We need to know some about her co-host.
I think I know a little bit too much about him, too.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to think that I know a little bit too much about all you motherfuckers. I think I need new friends. Me a whole new group of friends. I know a little bit too much about you guys.
They ain't gonna be
and
like these
the thing
friends.
About it, hey,
you get
Ms.
them Quarter. New friends.
Miss Quarter, I was sitting here one day and I was like, you know what? My friends know a little bit too much about me. Some of them ain't seen me naked. It's too much going on around here. I'm like,
yeah,
too
late now.
Naked and all you know.
Nah, it's too late now.
I think a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't really say too much. You already seen me naked. So, unfortunately, you guys, our show is coming to a very, very fast end. And I know it seemed like we're just getting started, but we've been doing this for 2 hours now. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say bye to all my nasty, freaky friends until tomorrow.
But join us once again.
I don't know.
Tomorrow.
Hey, Crushy, do it still run into overtime or do it just shut down completely?
No. We can go into overtime.
Okay, we're going to do a tad bit of overtime, so if you know at this point you need to call into the number if you want to hear what's going on, it's 8. What's the number?
I ain't going in overtime.
No. You don't have to call back. If you're on the line, don't hang up.
You already
got to
stay on.
If you hang up,
you
can't
lost.
Come back on.
You ain't nothing else.
All right, don't hang up if you want to stay on. 805-830.
So, Sam, man, you need to call in. Yes, 805-830-8320. I think I remembered it right.
No, but
you're
I
staying,
can
damn
it. And overtime.
Yeah, if you don't hang up, you can still hear what's going on. You ain't going nowhere, Leo. You gonna stay with us for a little bit. We ain't gonna do a whole another hour. We just gonna talk a little bit longer, you know. Get to know a little of my nasty friends just a little bit more better. No, just kidding. So, before we get into that overtime stream, I'd like to thank everybody that came to this special edition of Sidebar on the Vodka Line. I'm sorry I didn't give y'all any shots. I'm sorry. Y'all can take this Jello shot on your way out. Appreciate y'all coming through. Shout out to the Sandman, the guest that's in the chat room, Leo Menace. It's Menace, baby. Myself, Miss PG. Shout out to the super fluffy flirt, LaCrush. Miss Quarter, nice meeting you. Welcome to the Sidebar. Hope you liked it your first time. The Black Reporter, Ace Killer. He was in this motherfucker. Shout out to Big Ashby, he was here. And anybody else that tuned in, Rocco from Ham Squad. Shout out to that guy.
Jelly Bean.
Oh, and my Jelly Bean. Oh, my God, my Jelly Bean was here. That's what's up. This show was cracking. So, I appreciate everybody that came through. We'll be on tomorrow again at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Four Aces Network.
Right.
So, shout out to everybody. I appreciate y'all coming
tomorrow.
Yeah, the golden shower is at 12. Yeah, wow, wonderful. We have a whole hour of Leo Menace time. How are we going to get through it? I don't know. But we're going to make it through. So, with that being said, bye, Reba. So, yeah.
That's all I got to say. Bring a towel.
I already told we need to have towels because Ace Killer supposed to call in. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's going to be cracking around just like it was today. Shout out to LaCrush. I love you, Mommy, because without you today, this shit wouldn't even be possible. I'd be sitting like, oh, my God, I'm fucked up. I done lied to my people. I don't like that. me no like that. Yeah.
Go
Packers. This is then we out.
Boom. Phone Fast Radio always helps his friends.
Yes, he does. He's always there for me. Yes, I admit that. Guess that just popped in. If you don't call in the line, you probably ain't going to be able to hear nothing else, and you're going to be really, really mad that you tuned in late. But I appreciate you trying.
No, I think they can still hear us.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Even though you're not called in, I think you can still hear us.
Okay, then that'd be dope.
Nah, they can always download the show.
Right, y'all can always archive and check it, and, you know, get Crushy some money, you know, download this episode, show her the love for letting me come on and do my special edition. So, yeah. Download it, archive it, replay it, and pay my friend, damn it.
Well, what she said.
Yeah, what I said.
Now she's throwing
a
pussy shot.
Who
gets my
pussy shot?
The girl in the group. Now she's throwing
a
pussy shot.
See, look, see, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to be seeing no pussy shots.
Ooh.
I don't even want to see all that. But I guess I done seen some of everything in that group, so I guess I'm a big girl now.
Right. Yeah.
No, I don't think you grown till you able to go through it and just see it, girl.
There you go.
You got the progress through that group.
Right.
Be small
I
and
made
grow
the mistake of trolling
group.
Yesterday, and I seen all kinds of shit. I'm like, oh, why she gave him boss like that? Oh, okay. I mean,
yes,
I support you guys if that's what y'all do. It's just I'm like,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, Crush. I told Nisi the story about the situation with the TS that I had for the first time.
We ain't with all that cold shit.
Yeah.
We ain't with all that cold shit. If you gonna talk cold, call on our private line when we done. Mm.
You already know, VG.
Oh, okay. I wasn't.
Yeah,
listening.
You already heard about it.
Yeah,
I wasn't listening. My bad.
I already know about.
Oh, God, he's telling people that story still? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they asked for sexual surprises, sexual secrets. That's what it was. And
what it was?
I said, uh-huh. And they hadn't heard about it.
That was a secret. You weren't supposed to tell nobody else. People, I'm still here. I'm just exiting out the chat room, but I am still here. Do not be alarmed that Ms. PG has went away from the chat room. I'm still alive with you guys. So, this is what I used to do, so I'm used to this. You know. Yeah, because, I mean, like, you can stream anyway, so it don't need for me to be all up in your type to know, you know, you guys like that. So. I love y'all, though. I appreciate the support. Y'all rock. These motherfuckers been arguing out there forever about various things.
I don't even know you.
So, yeah. Who all still with us, Crushy, so I know?
Who's all with us? Everybody. We got Miss Squirter,
mm-hmm.
Black Reporter, Fun 752. You still there?
He probably.
Where's Squirter from?
We also got the non-talker, 414-419.
Where's the Squirter from?
PG.
Fine.
Yes.
Black
How you doing?
Yes. Fine. Who is this?
This AD.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure. Hey, AD. You heard the weird
how
shit?
You doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
my
know
God. You heard
you?
The weird Right, but this was the weird shit. I'm just running downstairs real slick and quick. Y'all are going to be real loud real fast. Then I'm going to go back up.
I know. I got your base.
Ain't nobody on them giving your shit back. So, Ada, you had to hear all that weird shit.
Yeah, I heard it all. You know, I don't talk all the time. You know, I'm a laid back cat. I'll just listen for a little minute. You motherfuckers nasty.
That's him.
My motherfuckers nasty.
Lay in the cut, huh?
Yeah. I'm just ducked off.
That ain't me. I'm good, girl.
You see how they be lying, Mom?
Ain't nobody lying. Her name is Miss Porter. How am I lying?
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying. Not her. I'm talking about you.
Oh, I'm not lying.
You are in the closet freak. I don't care what.
I'm not.
How many times you trying to convince us that you're not? Whatever.
What have you seen me do? Nothing.
You got to keep up appearances. But I know
that.
I feel it.
Now, y'all ask me, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Ain't no need for me to lie about it, because if y'all talk to my husband, he going to tell it. So, ain't no need for me to lie about it.
And that's the
ain't
thing.
Like I'm
going to
be lying.
Freaky for you not to be freaky.
That's what I said. I said, I bet you people think I'm nasty because you nasty. And he be like, no, people don't think that. I'm like, people going to think I'm nasty because you nasty. But I'm not nasty.
I don't know.
I get head. That's what I do.
Yeah, you get it. You don't give it. So you eat selfish.
And I'm one of them who loves to eat pussy.
I get it. I probably birthdays, anniversaries, maybe. But hey, that's about
it. You know, I was watching a comedy guy, and he said that. And you know, wow. I was watching
that's
a comedy about
that.
Going.
So yeah, that's just what it is.
I do give that.
As I stated before earlier, I'm a selfish person. If it doesn't please me, there's no need for me to partake in it.
Right, you did say that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I feel you on that. I feel the same way. That's understandable.
Right.
Like, what the hell am I getting out of that?
Right. Why should I do all that for you to go,
Yeah.
Come on, do what you do. I'm going to lay back.
That's fucked up,
right,
too.
See, one thing I will do is
no,
eat
I'm not
cookie.
That selfish.
Man.
Y'all
crazy.
I don't know. I like the whole come shot ordeal. Make you feel like a porn star.
I don't know, because I got hit in the eye. Open up in a face shot. Shit, no, because they popped me in my eye. That shit burned.
Why you have to see me? I put my face up.
Yeah, I remember
light.
That show,
Crush, like
about the first
star.
Time you gave or got hit. That shit was funny.
Who, me?
Yeah, that show you did about the first time you
I
got a gay hit.
I think that's what it was.
I believe so, because I remember you said you got it in your eye. I said, see,
right.
Yes, that's
I
the
think
one.
That's what
I don't is. Fuck around.
I felt
right,
I felt so special. I felt so special, right? Somebody going to tell me, no.
Yeah, they do, they lying, they do burn. It burns. That was my first time trying to face shot to it. It hit my eye like, no, I ain't doing that shit no more.
See, I can't let it. My thing is, I can barely let your hand touch my face, so why the fuck would I let you put that on my face? It's not going to happen. You can barely touch my face, so that's really not going to go.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think don't nobody want their face to be touched, but that's just something, you know, you get into once you're in the bedroom. Nobody knows but you and him at the end of the day, so why not? Why not have fun with it?
Not at all. You either put the enemy on my that on your rubber. That's where you go. I don't want no parts of that. Keep it away.
What about your dick?
You can have all that back.
Natural
protein.
I like
what?
Shot.
Nope, too close.
I like your
dick
either.
Nope, too close.
Wow. See, I do all that stuff there.
See, Chris, you got to remember. Crush, you remember I have that germ phobia, so it's like, can't do it.
But Crush, what was that you told us the other night about the first time you had No, that was the eye thing, right?
Yeah, that was the eye thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about PG?
What happened?
I like teabagging every now and then. What about teabagging?
Not never.
Not
never.
You're not gonna let
not gonna happen.
Up on top of the bed and dip his nuts in it.
Hell no. Hell no. That's what his girlfriend for, not me. That is what his girlfriend is for.
Are you?
That is what his girlfriend. That is what his girlfriend is for, not me.
Get that pleasure.
Said the wife.
Yeah, the wife said that's what his girlfriend is for, and I will say it again. That is what his girlfriend is for. Teabagging. Anything else I don't do. That's that bitch's purpose. She better do it.
All right. Y'all heard it first. Y'all don't do it. Find somebody that will.
Well, right. At least you're hearing that from his wife.
I can see now PD is on top of the bed over PG looking down.
That's his girlfriend's
even,
job, not mine.
Even if PG was to offer her husband that he'd think she was up to no good.
Oh, Lord.
No. Offer something like that.
He knows.
Hey, what the fuck you done did wrong?
Right.
Don't he know? Crush, don't he know?
She had no business.
Crush, don't he know that he can go put his dick in anybody's mouth that he chooses to?
No. She's saying if you just offer that to him, he thinks something wrong. What you done did? Why you offering?
You did wrong.
Not a damn thing.
Come here, baby.
Not done did, then done wrong.
That's something I would say, too. That's my question. What would you do?
Y'all better check my archives. Y'all better check my archives. It's always been stated. That's what his girlfriend is for. I'm not going. But see, it's kind of like not fair to him or her because, like, she can suck his dick, she can play with his balls, but he can't fuck her for free. She wants to pay for pants. So he can get his dick sucked, he can get his balls played with, but if she want to fuck, she needs to pay.
For costing.
That's the rule. That's just what it is.
And it is what it is.
Right.
I can't thought about that. Like, I couldn't live with that.
I can.
I could. That can't be for me. I'm going to pay somebody for
PG,
food.
We know you can.
I'll pay you in food.
We got food. I don't need your food.
Nothing.
Mm-mm. I mean, what hell? You already get to suck his dick. That's what most chickens do nowadays anyway. They want to suck dick.
I know
you
it's
go
like he getting it.
Now,
he's getting
you
want to
fuck, you
want to pay. I'm being all wet and juicy just by giving him head and can't get none. That ain't benefiting me. That's making me mad.
That's what they do. That's their purpose.
I give him an egg sandwich.
Shit. Damn, Crush.
I'll put these eggs on hard.
Damn, Crush, it's hard.
Right. You put the eggs on hard.
At least give him some mayonnaise.
You know, let him do what we do. And by the time we finish, he can have some eggs on it. It works.
Nah.
At least get the man some mayonnaise on his bread.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Make an egg salad. So I take the rest home.
See, AD, see what I gotta deal with when I come online. This is why I don't do my shows because I have nasty friends.
These
motherfuckers is wild.
Yeah, and actually, they're still being good.
we be very good, huh?
They're showing that good behavior. Shit.
We be very good.
We be acting out. I'm just saying.
Y'all, just saying.
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds
so. AD, how much did you hear of the show?
Shit, a lot. I've been here for a minute.
So vagina tattoos, turn on or turn off?
All depends. You know what I'm saying? On her body makeup and shit like that, it all depends on what the tattoo is, because I don't want to look down there and you got a crab tattooed on your shit. I'm not seeing that.
Let's say it's Homer Simpson's head.
If I see it, that's a turn off. I ain't trying to look at Homer.
They claim that some people
say, Homer.
He's like, he said, donuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's this picture, the Homer Simpson is her twat, so you know where his mouth is, that's where you will put your penis or tongue, whichever one you choose. And yeah. Some people said they still smashing. They said, fuck it.
Look, a pussy is a pussy is a pussy.
No, a pussy ain't a pussy, you lying.
Right.
No, that's not true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we asked all kinds of questions in this episode. It was vagina tattoos. Turn on or turn off. Squirting, is it pee or not pee?
What if I go down here to go, you know what I'm saying, eat the coochie and, like, I'm tongue kissing Homer Simpson?
Yep, that's what it is. Definitely. Definitely. All up in his mouth. Look, all up in his mouth.
No, man, uh-uh. No, ain't nothing moving. I ain't going. No, not going.
She keep it dark in her bedroom.
Right, I know, right?
It's going to have to be dark. You have to have a blue light in or the
you
red
know what?
Light
so that's Miss Squirty, that brings up a good question. So what if you done wanged and it was dark? You wake up in the morning and you know you done stayed over your time because you fell asleep and shit. And you look down there and you think you just fucked Homer. How would you feel?
Oh, my God. Oh, my girl. I don't know.
I gotta go take a shower.
Be like Mr. Big.
You know, I ain't telling none of my niggas about this.
That's not a
can I bring this up real quick for a second? I got a quick joke. There was No.
Who let him on?
PG, there were these three nurses who worked in the morgue.
He's so long, you forget what he's saying.
There was these three nurses who worked in the morgue.
Okay.
They pulled out a body which had a serious heart on.
Okay.
First nurse said, saw it and said, shit, I can't pass this up. She got on top of it and wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
The second nurse saw the first nurse do that and do the same thing. Third nurse said, I can't do that because I'm on a period right now. She said, oh, what the hell? And so she wrote it with a period on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the third nurse wrote it with period on everything, the man sat up. The first nurse said, we thought you were dead. And the man says, I was. But hell, after two jump starts and a blood transfusion, I'm fine now.
Wow.
Is that a good joke?
But that being said, did y'all hear about that girl that actually got pregnant by a dead man? She jumped on him and screwed him and got pregnant.
What? Excuse me?
It's a story where it was a lady. She seen a man in the morgue or wherever she seen the dead body at. His dick was hard. She got on it. His reflex was to nut.
She got pregnant.
Are you serious?
You're kidding me.
That's a sick.
What was that?
That's a sick bra.
She was charged with necrophiliac and disturbing the dead or some shit. But yeah.
Are you serious?
Necrophilia. I think it's called, yeah, necrophilia.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What was this?
So I
don't remember. The story was read to me.
Oh, okay. I want to see a picture of the chick. Was she ugly?
I don't know. The story
said,
was read.
I mean,
the story was read
dick.
To me. The story was read to me. My whole thing is I don't even barely want to do a dude when he's sleeping, more or less dead. Fuck that. I want dead dick and meat.
It's over a billion motherfuckers walking the earth. It's over a billion motherfuckers walking the earth. She couldn't get nobody alive.
That's all I'm saying.
And I mean, to even get more deeper about it, I mean, women, it's so easy for women to get dick because any woman can walk up to any man on the street and say, hey, give me some, and what, the nigga going to say no? Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah,
oh,
okay.
I don't know.
The first thing they gonna say, is it free?
Okay.
And if she say yeah, they
gonna and then they gonna ask what you got.
Well, no, they gonna,
no,
ask, you, they gonna ask you what type of disease do you have?
No, he's not. No man ever asked that. Not never.
No, he ain't.
He gonna answer the
three.
Then he gonna fuck, and then he gonna wonder like, damn, what she got?
Right, it's too late.
Yep, that's how that go. That's how it go. I promise you.
And she
real
tough. And now you think about it after you get it. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's niggas' problem. Niggas always think about it too late.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, like, damn, what have I done, man?
And then you keep on keeping it with them, you're going to end up being nasty, too. They can say you.
Hey, I got a mixtape in the works called The Nasty Little Midget, Volume 1, so just to help me give me some insight.
I'm scared of
it. Oh, my God, I'm scared of you.
I'm scared of it already. Y'all crazy. But yeah, they can tell you. You keep on hanging around them, you're going to be nasty too, AD.
Yeah, I see.
Are we at the end of the road?
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up a tad bit. You know, we got to save some stuff for tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
Are you back on tomorrow, PG?
Tomorrow, 11 p.m.
And don't forget, Full Fantasy Radio on from 9 p.m. Eastern until 11 p.m. And then at 11 p.m. Is it 11 p.m. Eastern or Central, PG?
I'm Central.
Okay, I'm sorry. We go off at 10 p.m. Central. So from 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, Full Fantasy Radio, with the same number, 805-830-8320. I'm Black Reporter, co-host, along with Crushy.
I can call her that. Watch it, sucker.
I'm
a
co-host.
No, I don't care. That's my Crushy.
Okay. All right.
I love
all right.
That.
My
girl.
I'll let you fly with that. What the hell is that? Yeah.
That's Crushy.
That wasn't me.
Oh, I don't know who that was.
No, that was me. I'm in the studio.
Oh.
Okay. Cool.
So,
that
yeah, the
cool
sidebar
though.
Will be on its regular channel tomorrow from 11 p.m. Central Standard Time to 1 a.m. on the Four Aces Network. The number is 347-996-5097. I'd like to thank Crush again for the billionth time for letting me come over on Phone Fancy Radio to do the special edition of the Sidebar. Yay. Woo. Shout out to Crushy, the super fluffy flirt. And, yeah, we had a ball. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for coming in and tuning in. And yay. I'm still in love.
That's what it does. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Miss Quarter. Nice meeting you. Hope to see you tomorrow. You know.
Okay, same here.
Bye, Black Reporter.
Good night. Don't forget to come on over to Phone Fancy Radio tomorrow. The adult zone.
I won't. Bye, AD. Bye, Crushy. AD, when you coming through the studio?
I will be there sometime within this week with them papers for you so we can handle that business, girlfriend.
All righty then, all righty then.
For
okay.
Sure. Smoke
bye,
weed
and everybody.
Prosper.
I love you guys. Mwah. Deuces, and I'm out. Good night.